Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, we've been seeing umpire discretion a lot of late, especially with talk of robot umps and stuff, but it feels like
beep,
the beginning...
Beep, boop, strike three.
I am a... I can't do it.
God,
but
you guys are we in space?
Ball four, take no. Base.
No, I just really...
Turd nugget.
I just really like Grandma's Boy.
But oh,
there's
yes.
So many quotes from there.
Adios,
that I just
turd nugget.
Can't say online. Bunch of CB cars.
Please bleep. Yeah.
S-week. So I do want to get into, are we seeing an egregious amount of umpires calls lately in baseball, or is this just par for the course and we're early in the season and we love to talk about it? But before we get into that, Aaron Boone was ejected yesterday, four pitches into the game, for something a fan said.
I think that was you behind him. You're like, I think I might be able to get this guy tossed.
And I love that the camera angle clearly has the dude in it saying something. And Aaron Boone's response after being thrown, I mean, I'm curious. I want to know what the guy said. You're four pitches in.
Well, I did watch the John Boy
Your breakdown. Mother is a whore.
Like, even though they said, we're not going to need the John Boy breakdown.
You're getting one.
Oh, he still gave it.
John Boy, a man of the people.
Dude, the way he reads lips and does those breakdowns is absolutely amazing. But I think it was something along the lines of, come on, home plate, or home plate, come on. It was something like that. Home plate something is
four
what the guy said.
Four pitches into the game?
Yes.
And Aaron Boone gets run.
And the Yes Network had a video angle that they were able
it's
to show
perfect
the
angle.
Guy where, come on, home plate.
It's perfect angle. And he's like sitting by himself. Like, and there's no one around him. It's a day game in the Bronx. And those bougie-ass seats are not filled. And he's just chilling there. But what I think is more hilarious than the fact that a manager gets tossed for something he didn't say is Aaron Boone's reaction. Now, I have children. Joe, you have a child.
I
all
do.
Right? Medium Joe. I got Gio.
Vipers got the win today, by the way.
Go Vipers. How many goals? Did he have seven goals today?
I think just two or three.
Oh, just two or three.
Yeah,
okay.
10-5 final.
That's
it was a tough one.
That's going to bring the average down.
It was a battle.
So we understand children's reactions. I don't think I've ever seen one of my kids have more of a childish reaction than Aaron Boone. He lost his S, which if I'm the ump, I'm kind of going like, whoa, dude.
I would.
Yeah, I would too.
I would lose my mind.
I would have probably turned to him and been like, I didn't say, I think it was that guy.
Have you ever
Maybe
been?
Maybe that's just who I am.
That's classic.
Like, maybe I'm like a diffuser and I'm kind of like a, hey, whoa.
More of a passive.
Let's talk about this. I did not say anything. That's dude, we're four pitches in the game. Like,
well, didn't he kind of start that way?
I
feel like it started that way, and it was when he said, I don't care. That's when Aaron started to go, but you don't effing care.
Oh, no. He was losing his mind.
He lost it.
Immediately. As soon as he tossed him. And
again, I love the video of Aaron Boone is him like biting his nails and picking his nose. And he's like clearly sitting there doing nothing and not paying attention to the game like a classy manager would do.
Yeah, he was literally like could not care less. Like the game had just started. He's like, all right, fine. Like, you know, umpire is like clearly stating his dominance early in the game. Like must have had a bad night of sleep. Maybe was trying to get some from the wife and she wasn't having it last night. And he is just cantankerous yesterday. Because it was right away, he's like, I don't want to hear any more. As if the game has been going on for like 7-8 innings.
I do love that the ump doubled down. And he was like, no, justified being thrown out.
Oh, no. So
the guy literally stood there and did
nothing. John Boy breakdown, because again, he just does such a good job at being able to read the lips. Like, he at one point admits to Aaron Boone, he's like, you're probably right, Aaron. And then
but you gotta
like,
go.
And Aaron's like, I am effing right.
Like, yeah, I'm not probably
right.
Yeah.
I am effing right.
Sir, this is a children's show. I'm going to need you to hold down on the swear words.
Yeah, you're probably right, Aaron.
No, let it go. I want to hear that. I want to hear more of those convos.
Listen, I don't blame Aaron Boone's reaction at all because Dave Chappelle's got a great bit about this, like being accused of something that you didn't do and that person just doubling down like, I know you did. Like,
if the glove don't fit, you must acquit.
I'll kill you. Like, just that is one of the more infuriating things, especially when...
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, dude, I think you said this. Like, no, I didn't say that. I think you said, I didn't effing say that.
Yeah, you're like, you man. I would never effing say that. You're an effing idiot.
No, I think I heard you say that. Like, oh, my. Ugh, like, you want to lose your mind.
Did you hear Hunter Rennestad after the game and what he said? Because they do get questions from pool reporters, and his answer went pretty viral on Twitter. Basically said, I've never thrown out a fan or a manager or a player for what a fan said ever in my career. It's like, well, first off,
well,
buddy,
you just did.
There's a first for everything, and you're going to go see the footage. And he went on to basically say, like, Aaron's in charge of his dugout, and the players are there to be watched. And if a fan says something or if a player's saying something, it doesn't matter. Aaron's in charge of what's going on the dugout. And I'm like, wait, what?
Son, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
What's great, too, is, like, as he starts to get, like, guided away by the first base umpire, like, the behind-the-plate umpire just basically, like, shrugs, like, eh. Like, well, all right. Like, yeah, I probably effed up, but too late now. Can you take back a throwout?
No.
No.
I wish you, like, you know what? First time ever should have been done. Like...
VAR in soccer can rescind a red card, but they won't rescind a yellow card.
I feel like you should be able to rescind a managerial ejection.
It reminds me of this.
We're
going
to go to the tape on to see if Aaron Boone actually did yell something. Oh, he didn't. All right, he can stay.
It reminds me of this story. Me and one of the Uber homies, Nick, we were at a Mariner Indians game. And every time, you know, as a longtime Indian fan, I would always sit on the third base line at Safeco because I wanted to watch Tito. Like, Tito's Tito. He's a Hall of Fame manager. He's a wonderful human being and a great baseball mind. And I always wanted to kind of watch him and see, you know, when he would talk to somebody about getting somebody up in the bullpen or when he'd look at the third base coach and kind of make some signs. And we're sitting there one day, and Fernando Rodney, friend of the show, comes in. This game goes to extra innings.
Long it's time like P1.
Danny Salazar was on the mound for the Indians, and God knows who was on the mound for the Mariners, some schlub. And it's like 1-1 in the ninth. And they bring in Fernando Rodney. And we're looking up at the scoreboard, and Fernando Rodney's ERA is like 6.04.
Shoot the arrow, baby.
And so we are heckling. We are like, we are on the front row. I'm staring directly at Tito.
Bloodthirsty.
And we are heckling Fernando Rodney. 6.04, bro! You gonna give this up, bro? Like, we are laying it onto him. Fernando Rodney strikes out two batters and drops his ERA to 5.97. And we stood up and we're just, you did it, man. You're under six. We believe in you. You got this. And there I look down at Tito, and Tito turns to his bench coach and they start giggling. And I was like, that coach heard what I said. He heard what I said.
Take that.
And I feel like
baby.
That guy is going to be like, I once got Aaron Boone tossed, and I hate Aaron Boone. Like, that's me. If I'm a diehard Yankee fan, Mike Lynch, if you're listening, I know you're not. But if you're listening, and if I'm a diehard Yankee fan and I got Aaron Boone thrown out, that'd be the pinnacle of my life.
So the footage that John Boy has and shows is that he says, let's go, home plate. Just really aggressive. The look on that man's face, he is full of piss and vinegar. let's go, home plate. And then what's great
is love that he's by himself. There's no one around him.
What's great is the YES Network has ends up showing him on the broadcast at one point, and the dude took off his jacket as if to, like, throw the scent off, as if he just committed a crime.
It's not me.
And grew a beard and dyed his hair. Like, maybe if I take my jacket off and I'm wearing a different color shirt, they won't think it was me.
Now, what did I do wrong?
Oh, see, this was just after John Sterling retired. That is something that we are missing from this. If John Sterling could have called that on Yankees Radio Network, that would have been an all-timer.
Going to also bring this up on the Vancouver Ford text line, because I was thinking it, and they said it. You brought up Fernando Rodney, and I didn't hear a siren.
I don't know where
it
is.
I know he's not pitching, nor will he ever again, but
is
it gone?
The Rodney siren got traded out for...
Corey, you thrilled our fans.
It got traded for that.
We need technology and stuff as a drop.
Well, I can't, like, search for anything, so, you know.
I can fix that for you. I can pull an engineer Joey in the break.
Can you?
Yeah.
Oh.
I know what I'm doing.
Well, I can't, like, add. Like, I know. See how I click edit here? I have no, like, add.
Two things I know my way around. A lady in wide orbit.
Down goes Anderson! Down goes Anderson!
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.